BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Chris's Friday Extra Show.
Hello, it's Friday, everyone. My name's Chris Stark, and this is your Friday Extra podcast. Welcome along. So I wasn't here last week because I can't even remember what my excuse was, but Scott ended up doing it. I think I was filming something with my BBC Sport friends. Occasionally, I play away from Scott. Listen, it causes all sorts of drama. I can't even go into it right now. But yeah, sometimes I play away from Scott with my BBC Sport friends. That's what I was doing last week. But we're back this week, and that's good news. On today's podcast, how cool was it this week when we had a proposal on the show? It was one of the loveliest moments that we've had in ages. And also, I think when me and Scott go really serious and really emotional, we never really know how to deal with it in the studio, because generally we like to think that we're really funny. So when we try and be super emotional, I think we don't really know how to best go about it. However, we wanted it to be a lovely surprise for everyone listening, and most importantly for Lauren as well. So you will have heard this on yesterday's podcast. In case you missed it, here's the proposal from yesterday.
Actually, Lauren, unlike normal bangers, there is a third option today.
Right.
So see if you fancy this one. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is your partner, Jamie. You are offering up the third option today. So, Lauren, it's up to you whether you want me, Chris, or Jamie's choice. Over to you, Jamie.
Right.
Okay, so, darling, this week you gave me such a wonderful surprise with that new car, and honestly, it's absolutely amazing. So, as usual, you've gone above and beyond for me, and after 7 fantastic years of being together, I thought it was your turn for a wonderful surprise. So I'm asking you, live on Radio 1, Lauren, will you marry me?
Oh, my God, Jamie.
What's your language
now? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not joking.
Oh, of course I will, darling. Of course
yes!
I will.
Yes! Come on!
Brilliant.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm so shocked.
Right, what's the plan now, Jamie?
Darling.
Right, so I'm going to jump in the car and I'm going to come to your work with the ring.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jamie.
Oh,
it's on.
I love this.
Come on, I love this.
Hey, congratulations, you two. That was
Thank you.
Was so perfect.
Thanks, thank you.
Oh, bless you both.
Poor Jamie. We had to,
oh, my gosh.
We made him wait for a while. I was listening to him down the phone. He was like...
I love right. that. I've always said as well, if you ever propose, I don't want it public, so now you do it on Radio 1.
Yeah. Oh, well.
See what I mean? It was really sweet, wasn't it? Now, what we want to do as a little bonus for you guys is to play you the call that we made to Jamie to set up this whole thing, where we came up with the plan. It's a little peek behind the scenes. Here it is.
Hey, Jamie, it's Scott Mills.
Hello, Scott Mills.
This is exciting.
Tell me about it.
Oh,
tell me
God.
About it. Nerve-wracking
right.
as well.
I know, right? So we're going to play a normal game of bangers with Lauren, okay?
Yep.
So it's going to be, we're going to chat to her, be like, what are you doing today? Are you doing anything for Valentine's later?
Today?
Well,
no.
Probably.
No. I'm going to work at 2:00. So what the plan is, I'm hoping she'll say yes. And when she says yes, obviously I'll then go to her work on my way to work. And
yes.
I'll give her the ring.
That's amazing. Okay. That's right. It. So what we're going to do is we're going to do, hey, Lauren, chat, chat, chat. And then we'll be like, here's my choice and I'll play a song. Here's Chris's choice and he'll play his song. And then and then we'll say, but today, Lauren, there's a third choice. And then and I'll go, hello, Jamie. All right.
Then at that point, it's kind of going to be over to you, I think, because she'll be a bit like,
she'll be like, why is
she'll probably
on?
Be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
She's going to be exactly like that. She will not see this coming.
So I reckon, that's good. So I reckon Jamie, Scott introduces you and says, hello, Jamie. I think you just, all you say is hello at that point,
right.
Because then we can just, because she'll be a bit all over the place at that point.
So,
and then it's only when Scott says, I think, no, Jamie, you've got something important you want to ask.
Jamie, you've got the third option today. Lauren, it's up to you to decide whether you want to pick me, Chris, or Jamie's choice, okay?
Okay, brilliant.
And then it's kind of over to you.
Yeah.
And then I'll speak to her.
Yes, and then you're speaking directly to her.
Okay, cool. So will I hear everything while I'm on the phone?
Yeah, you'll hear absolutely everything. So you'll hear the chat, you'll hear our bangers' choices, and then I'll be like, today there's a third choice, Lauren. Hello, Jamie. Just say hello to me at that point.
Okay.
And then I go, Yeah, and then go, and then I'll go. Jamie, you've got the third option today. Lauren, it's up to you whether you want me, Chris, or Jamie's choice. Off you go, okay. Jamie. Okay.
Right, and then I do my bit.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you after you've done your bit, you'll say she'll hopefully say yes, of course I will. Mm-hmm. We'll step in and then go probably quite quickly into a song after that.
Yep. No worries.
And which one? Because at that point, we'll ignore bangers.
Yeah, we won't play it.
So you'll play... Do you want to just play in... Are those the two our songs?
I just put in like ones for this particular thing.
Yeah, so maybe...
Or not. They're in, though.
Maybe you just play Alex Gardino, I'm in Love.
All right.
Okay.
Off the bat.
I'll be like, this is the most appropriate one. Can we also have like maybe like... I know it's cheese, but like a hallelujah or something like that.
I'll give it a hallelujah. Yeah. I'll give it a hallelujah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Oh, no. You don't worry about it. No, you don't say hallelujah. No, don't worry about that. We'll find some music.
You're going to say that.
I don't want to ruin your moment by actually saying hallelujah. It was so weird.
Okay. All right. Don't worry. Okay. It's all going to be fine.
All right, wicked.
It'll be really easy to understand. Okay. Right there. Good luck. Oh, gosh.
On Monday's podcast, you would have heard Ask Me Anything with this fascinating bloke who won £1 million on a scratch card. You never really hear of people winning on them. However, this guy won big and it was an amazing story. Now, you would have heard 3 minutes of it on the BBC Sounds app. Tick. But what we've got for you here for a Friday treat is the full 8-minute chat that me and Scott had with him. We had so many more questions than you would have heard.
Every Monday on this show, we look for the real-life people whose stories are just a little bit out of the ordinary and unusual.
And you meet some of these people and you think, oh, do you know what, I probably haven't got that much to ask them. And then you realise, actually, there's loads of questions if you think about it.
So if you're one of those people that something mad has happened to, something weird, something unusual, get in touch with the show, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, they don't tell us, the production team don't tell us who we've got on the line, so it's a surprise for us. So, we have someone on now. Hello, who are you?
My name's Jamie Kay and I want £1 million on a scratch card.
Whoa!
Ask me anything.
Oh, so much to ask. Okay. All right, so you won £1 million on a scratch card.
Yeah, that's correct.
See, I always thought it was like a 10 or 20 max. I've never met anyone that's had more than that from a scratch.
Well, yeah, because the £1 million scratch cards as well, they're even rarer,
yeah,
those ones. So what situation were you in when you realised you'd won?
I was at a fuel station getting some fuel with my Uncle Marek. He'd come out and just bought a scratch card and a pair of sunglasses, so I'd done exactly the same.
And you only bought it because your uncle went and bought a scratch card, so you just wanted to copy?
And if anyone who I'm with or anyone in front of me, even if it's a randomer, buys one, I'll buy one as well.
No, don't say that, because everyone listening will be doing the same now.
Well, is that your little tradition, is it?
Yeah, if someone buys one in front of me, it's just ages ago, one time I bought one and the guy in front of me bought one exactly the same, and I won £100 on one.
So you always do that now?
Yeah, always, all the time, even now.
Yeah, amazing. Talk to us about the moment, the celebration. What did you do?
The exact moment.
I'd actually got back into the truck and pulled round to the parking area because my uncle went round. There was a McDonald's next door, so he'd gone to get his breakfast. By the time he got round to the truck, put it this way, as he was driving around, he was ready to have a go at me because I was in uniform in a sign-written truck jumping around the car park. I said to him, "Oh, look at this," and he went, "No way." That was that, really. But the problem was, I scratched it about 7:30 in the morning, so I couldn't call them until 9 o'clock, until they opened. No. I think it's 9 o'clock.
Ah, the wait.
So then the dilemma was, do I go to work? Do I go home? And me not knowing, you know, even though you've bought it from a shop, you still got that hint in your mind to go, it might not be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
No.
All those videos online where people get those fake scratch cards.
Yeah.
And then go around showing people and then discover it's not real. They're the worst. They make me feel so bad.
And also, like, I know it seems like the right thing to do, but don't quit your job until you absolutely know.
That was the worry. Uncle Marek was saying to me to let's go to the pub. I was just like, well, I'm not sure we've won it yet. So I went off to work as normal that day, really. Got to the job and we were in the middle of nowhere. I had no signal when I tried ringing them at 9 o'clock. And then at one point I was up on the roof working and my phone buzzed. But the funny thing was, is my fiance at the time, now my wife, she didn't believe me at all until the money hit our bank account. She thought it was a fake one until the money hit.
And did you quit your job?
I stopped working for probably, I think it was around 6 months, purely because I just had a little boy. He was only 3 months old at the time. So it was even like the timing was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then I was debating on going back to work, and eventually I've bought my own business now. So I do my own thing.
Nice. What was the party like that evening? First night when you realised you'd definitely getting the money?
It was excitable, I must admit, but it was at the same time, we didn't really have a massive party. I didn't really know what to do with it. Being 21, 22 at the time, I think, it was a bit of a, hang on a minute, what shall I do with this money? Because if you look at it too, well, that money could have lasted me a year or it could have lasted me a lifetime. Yeah. So it was almost a bit like, you know, I could go out and have a massive, massive party, a really big one, or I could be, you know, slightly sensible with it. Obviously, bearing in mind, I just had the little one as well. So
I don't know, like, if that much money hit my account in one go, I don't know if I could trust myself. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think my fiance trusted me at the time.
No, but you got to buy one small present. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're being sensible with it.
Yeah, a yacht.
Something you get for, but like, it's interesting, isn't it? What you say you'd do with different amounts of money. Like, if a million hit, you'd have to go and buy a small present, I think. But I don't know what it would be.
Well, I like my cars, so I decided to go out and buy a car. And I've been through some cars in the past couple of years, I must admit. So that was the first buy, was a car, a Mercedes. That's Mercedes Sports AMG type car.
Yes.
I've always been into my car. So, and it was a bit strange because we'd walk into me and my fiance at the time, my wife, we'd walk into the showrooms and they'd be like, oh, you know, what finance options are you going for? And you'd just be
slap it down.
Yeah.
You'd be just a bit like, well, actually, we're paying outright. So, you know, that was a nice feeling at the time. And then, you know, but like I said, that was the splash buy was the cars that I bought, really. That was the fun part of it.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell.
It sounds great. Has it been a curse at all?
You see so many of these people are like, yeah, I won a million. And there was that one dude that you just used to like drive around. What's his name?
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Like, you just to drive around and in like cars and that and just basically wasted it all.
Mm.
But that was the one thing, especially I think the little one was a blessing in disguise as well. Obviously, having him in the back of mind going, I need to try and stay as sensible as I can as well as having the fun. So I think I've been sensible. Like I said, I bought my own, you know, we've bought our own house and bought a business and bought a few cars and stuff. So I think I've been, you know, I've set myself up for the rest of my life with it, really.
Does it make you happier?
I live a normal day-to-day life. I go out to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. I come back at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then have a bath of cash.
Everything's exactly the same. I don't think I live really my life any differently. Obviously, the money stress, obviously, you don't really get that anymore.
Did I hear another phone there? Because you've got two phones. Someone's doing well.
Yes, that would be the work phone that was ringing.
He's playing it down. Do you know what I mean?
No. Do you know what? It sounds like you've done the right thing. What an amazing moment for you.
These are the kind of stories we're looking for, you see. Out of the ordinary. Like, you wouldn't expect that. Going into a petrol station and be like, oh my God, I've won a million. Mm. Give us these stories. Let us know. It might be you or someone else you know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we'll ask you anything.
Everyone is loving Innuendo Bingo being back at the moment. We've had a couple of crackers so far. So for the end of this podcast, we wanted to delve back into history and play you an old Innuendo Bingo classic. And I was having a little think about which ones were my favourites. And one of them, it was an extra wet one, was when me and Grimmy went face to face. Enjoy.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Just a few minutes ago, there was a mad scramble to try and find...
what's going on here?
Try and find some plastic sheeting for Grimmy, because he's got to go somewhere after this. Doesn't want to get wet.
Got a babysit.
I know, I love that idea.
Why?
Are you good at babysitting?
Yeah, it's all right, just put the telly on.
Oh, yeah.
Have some crisps, watch your telly and shut up.
The hair is still really pink.
The hair's really pink, yeah. When do you think I can have it till? Because I was thinking my dad's like, get rid of it, it's finished now. But I feel like I can't get rid of it now because people donated. Jessie J just can't put a wig on, can she?
She could.
Well, I mean, she could, but I'd be disappointed. She's got to be bald for a year.
Yeah. Keep shaving it, love. Right, okay. It's. I'm very pleased to have Grimmy on Bingo today. You've played before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Not for a while.
No, not for ages. Last played in Edinburgh.
Oh, God.
Of course, Becky. Of course it was, yeah.
Ages ago.
Yeah, it was really wet because it's if you've got wet jeans, it sort of lasts all day.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what the problem is because I don't mind. Well, I guess I've got a jumper I can put that on. But yeah, I don't really want to go for leg or crotch.
Okay. I can't promise that I won't.
Can I just put a bit of this on me? What about some of this used plastic in the bin?
Oh, I wouldn't.
We're not keen. Oh, don't put Who's the used plastic on. What?
Who's that from the mouth of?
Everyone.
Who was last in?
Gemma Kearney. Do you know what I have got? Get as wet as you like, and then I've got a Watford shirt with the Mila Kunis name on the back.
Oh, it's
you
not
going to
fit me, is it? Is it Mila's size?
I don't think...
I know I'm svelte, Chris, but
we'll deal with that.
You'll fit into Kunis. That.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Cool.
Is it crops like them football tops for women?
You can have that
go like in at the waist.
Problem solved. Let's crack on.
Right. I'm going to play with my legs in this way. Very okay. modern, like that.
It's
like
on
yoga
the,
style.
On the Radio 1 website now. It's like you're doing Bikram.
Yeah.
Bikram bingo. Chloe's watching, so is... Ashley and Rebecca and Alice and James and John in Leeds. It's his first time. And also Gavin, South Wales. Out of the bath in time to watch The Great Grimster on Innuendo Bingo. How do you feel about him being called Grimster?
It's, I don't know, actually.
It's grim.
It's, yeah, Grimster. Don't mind it.
Okay, so...
I take anything. I like attention.
Yeah. Watch now, on the website, on your phone. Okay, right, here we go. Loads of water, please.
Okay.
Now, this is from that documentary about the Queen.
Mm.
And they've all got nicknames down at the palace.
The new man in charge is retired General David Leakey, but no one calls him that.
I'm known as Black Rod, and even my wife calls me Black Rod now.
Straight in his face. You okay, Grimmy?
Oh, we're going to fall out.
Get him back.
That's a lot.
That was quite a lot for us.
That's
first,
so much.
First one.
I mean...
I'm known as Black Rod, and even my wife calls me Black Rod now.
Oh, this is not going to go well.
Sorry.
Okay, more water, please. Just the way it went in your face.
Okay. The worst thing is my hair's going to run out down my face. They didn't use a great quality pink. So it's sort of been everywhere. It's like all over my bath.
Nice.
My pillars, my couch, my towels, my face when it rains. I do, I just have it down my neck.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Water. And a classic here from Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw. Mm. Give us an insight into what he gets up to at home.
There's some really good questions coming in. Some I don't really understand because I sort of dip in and out of Doctor Who.
Oh, your face. Just get him back.
It's a good one, Grim.
Get him back, Grim.
Oh, my God, Chris. This is the wettest I've ever been.
There you go.
I've had drier showers than this. This is extreme today. Okay, I don't think I'm putting enough water in.
No, just literally fill your cheeks. And get him. Okay, I'm not sure whether this next one is one or not.
I just burped, sorry.
Banana burp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I ran out of money.
I know him. I need another one. Oh, here we go.
More water, please.
More? I want to be wetter.
Get him. Get him back. Let's go over to Flog It. I'm not sure whether this is actually one.
What is a tea canister?
Back at the Chiswick sale room, William is still pounding the gavel.
Oh, this is...
I just had a blow dry as
this
well.
This is so good.
Here we go.
This is so good today. Please watch this on the Radio 1 website if you're not already. This is so good. No one's holding back here.
Do you
here.
Look nice wet? You know some people look nicer wet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you look nicer or worse?
Me?
Yeah.
No different, I don't think.
William is still pounding the gavel.
What is he saying, pounding the gavel?
The gavel. Okay.
It's the Catholics. They don't like that.
Over to Five Live Sports Extra now. It really does take a lot to win on the rugby pitch these days, as you're about to hear.
They're still going behind Italy, but they're at least say to themselves, well, you know.
What's funny?
I don't know. Sorry. Sorry, I just found that funny.
Okay.
It's because I can't laugh.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
They're still going behind Italy, but they'd at least say to themselves, well, you know, when the chips were down, we managed to keep the finger in the dike. finger in the dike.
The finger in the dike!
Oh,
oh, God.
This is good.
Oh, never again.
Okay. Don't be turning this down next time.
I am. I'm going to ignore that next email from Cara O'Brien.
Okay. Well, more water.
My hair's ever looked that.
It's really good. I bet you're really glad you just went to the hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This player's making a big sacrifice for his sport.
Which has won Italy this line out inside the Irish 22. Giraldini has it at the rear.
I think people are doing it now to get on this game.
Maybe.
Oh, wet crotch, Chris Stark. Yeah. At least they're on your binga trousers.
Yeah, he's got his special trousers now.
Well, what am I going to do? I need your proper trousers, sorry.
Grimmy is soaked already. This is brilliant, says Sarah in South Sea.
Hi, Sarah.
Katie's watching. And Siobhan in Reading, first time. Can't believe she's never watched it before. I know. Okay.
If you're liking it, why not send me in some trousers?
Yeah, immediately.
81199.
It's a classic now, but one of the best.
Oh, hang on. That banana's made me gassy.
Oh.
Sorry.
Over to Newsnight, and an unusual line of questioning here from Kirsty Walk.
But you believe he was maligned, however, you as an author and the Plantagenets. I mean, tell me about what you think about this dig.
Oh my God, Chris.
There you go.
Thank you.
Chris is not as wet as you need to be, as he needs to be.
He's quite wet. The trousers are wet. My
crotchal area seems
get the face next time.
The face. Okay. Shall I go for face?
Yeah, go for face.
Okay.
Okay.
Your bingo stance.
Sorry?
The stance that you go for.
It gets uncomfortable. You just need to lower yourself.
Okay.
Water, please.
Okay.
Let's go over to Coronation Street now and the perils of asking firemen to do a striptease.
Look, you turn your backs, you drop them, you give them a quick flash and you cover up. Your helmets should be more than big enough.
Get him.
Your helmets should be more than big enough.
Thank you.
Oh,
this is good
now.
Oh,
it's coming out the seat. Look how much water there is.
Okay.
Well,
are you ready? More water, please. This is one of the best ones.
How many more?
Not many. Over to embarrassing bodies now.
Oh, my God.
Embarrassing bodies, where you really can ask a patient anything.
So how do you feel? Do you feel well? Do you feel like you've got the flu?
No, I feel fine.
So it just came out you didn't bash yourself off anywhere?
It's who can get in there first now.
You didn't bash yourself off anywhere.
Oh,
stings the eyes.
Stings the eyes.
Okay, not long now.
I'm going to take my bank card out because...
Yeah, don't show that on... Just the long number.
It's soggy.
Okay.
Jeremy Clarkson's on next.
Why
don't
we play this until we get pneumonia?
Okay, cool.
Yeah!
Woo!
It's coming.
Over to Top Gear now. I'm not sure if this is one either, but it's good. Jeremy Clarkson.
Bravely James tried to block my beefy forward.
I love the sharp intake of breath when the water first hits. That's a good one.
Bravely James tried to block my beefy forward.
I haven't been this wet since Danny Howard.
Well, there's a thing. Okay. This is going on this, but I like it.
Said no one ever. Okay. How many? Is this the last one?
Maybe. Oh. Over to Country Far now. Julia Bradbury, the sea air is really getting to her.
My fossil might not be up to Mary's standard, but I'm hoping that Paddy's been able to clean it up. My fossil might not be up to Mary's standard, but I'm hoping that Paddy's been able to clean it up.
It's getting nasty now. No hands, please. I like it that you're going for it. This is brilliant.
This has gone wrong.
Okay.
Slap me.
I didn't. It was a blocking device. It's
Sorry.
More water. Just two more now. Just two more. Oh,
no. We've run out of water in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dregs. Thanks, Chris. That's nice. Bits of dregs.
Cora says, I can't believe they're getting so wet. This is ace.
It's wicked, Cora. so good.
Who'd have thought the radio would be so visual? I love Grimmy's blancmange hair. Okay. We've got more to there.
Was that the best blow I'd ever had? And now, awful hair. Waste of time.
Where's your water?
It's here.
Okay, go on then.
It's so cold on the top.
God. Okay. Another classic from Nick Grimshaw and Sarah Cox.
It's growing.
Is it growing? Stop touching it. All you do is touch it.
And now, as we hover over Sarah's face.
I don't know. This might be the last time we play this game, but I'm worried.
Why?
It's so wet.
It's brilliant.
What are you doing? Scott, tell him off.
What?
Oh, my hand slipped.
Okay. One more. Oh, this is... Do you remember I snogged Vanessa Feltz last week?
Oh,
yeah.
That happened. And she's on. She's on bingo now from her show on Radio 2. People will admit anything to Vanessa on her show.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
That's the best one ever. Again.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Thank you, Vanessa. And
oh, my God.
Thank you very much, Whoa. To Grimmy for playing the wettest bingo, I think, in innuendo bingo history.
Good work.
He didn't want to get wet, but then he got right involved. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. That was a great, great work, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're all right. Are you okay?
No, look.
Oh.
Listen to my T-shirt.
Actually, ring it out.
Now, sometimes on this Friday Extra podcast, we answer some of your questions. And one of the regular questions that we kept getting asked was, what has happened to Welsh Nicole? Now, she was one of our listeners that we once spoke to. She was really, really funny. She says some quite Nicole things to say. And yeah, we decided to get her back on this week. I know loads of you are loving her. Not only was she back this week, but good news is she's going to be back on next week as well. She's wicked. I cannot wait for that next week. I actually wanted to play you some of the stuff that ended up not being on Radio 1 from when we spoke to Nicole. However, some of it we just couldn't play on Radio 1. It was ridiculous. There was one amazing story involving the police. Yeah, gutted I can't play it for you. Maybe another time. I don't know. Maybe the very last Friday podcast that we do. Hope this has been good. Hope you enjoy it and have an amazing weekend, people. We'll be back Monday.
One.
In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.